Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, there are genuine fears that someone will be killed on the Lennimer Road if safety measures aren't implemented. A woman who claims to have been raped by two Ireland rugby players says she's grateful to one of their friends for taking her home afterwards. A Donegal senator is asking for a clarification about plans for the use of the uncommissioned short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Met Éireann is warning that temperatures are set to plunge tonight with more snow forecast for Donegal, and Shop LK Letterkenny has reached another milestone with sales hitting a record €1.5 million over the Christmas period. A very good evening. Those stories to follow in full, much more besides, and Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport during this bulletin. But first in news, Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating after a man was stabbed overnight. The incident happened at approximately 11 o'clock at an apartment at Fortwell Court located near Lower Main Street. A man in his late 50s received a stab wound to the leg when a number of men broke into his apartment. The injured man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The premises is currently sealed off and a forensic examination of the area is underway. Anyone with information is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed on the Lennimer Road if safety measures aren't implemented. The road, situated on the border between Donegal and Derry, carries huge volumes of traffic on a daily basis. However, it's claimed that hidden dips on the stretch have led to numerous minor crashes. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowe Municipal District Councillor Jack Murray met with Derry Councillor Sandra Duffy yesterday to discuss the issue. He's confident that both councils can work together to find a solution.
The Lennimer Road, which goes from the Rock Bar to Skeag in Derry, it's a road which has increasingly been brought to our attention for road safety issues. There's a number of blind spots and hidden dips along that road. So Sandra would have been contacted by a number of people in Derry, and I would have been contacted by a number of people in Donegal. So we decided to meet on site and look at the situation and see what could be done. And since then, I've spoken to the local road engineer in Donegal County Council and Sandra's liaison with the road service in the north, and we'll be hopeful that some signage can be installed and some way we can make this road safe, because it's an increasingly busy road.
And are you hopeful then that a cross-border initiative could be set up for this?
Yeah, Sinn Féin obviously is a cross-border party, the only cross-border party on the island of Ireland, can address these issues in ways that others can't. So we would often meet Donegal Sinn Féin representatives and Derry Sinn Féin representatives, and we'd look at ways that we can work together and improve the lives and, I suppose, the safety of the people in the northwest. So it's something we work on quite regularly.
Met Éireann is warning that temperatures are set to plunge this evening, forecasting snow, frost and ice for Donegal and throughout the country. A status yellow snow ice warning has been issued beginning at 9 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Scattered snow showers are forecasted with accumulations of less than 3 centimetres. A Donegal senator is asking for clarification about plans for the use of the uncommissioned short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, particularly in the short to medium term. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says he understands there are plans to use the space to facilitate porter and clerical staff. He's now seeking clarification from management that should funding become available, the facility can be quickly commissioned.
I understand that the management are looking at taking up the space with clerical staff and porter staff for storage and different purposes. Now, I have been seeking clarification from the management of the hospital over recent days. A, that they're still seeking the $1.8 million to open up the 19-bed short-stay ward. B, that when that funding is provided, that they can quickly turn around the short-stay ward for the purposes that we need.
It would appear on the face of it that if you have space in a hospital, you should use that space at all times. So the big issue here isn't necessarily that the space is being used. The issue is that use of the space going to compromise the chance of that short stay ward being commissioned if the funding arrives?
No, absolutely. And, you know, what myself and other public representatives have been saying is that there's a 19-bed short-stay ward lying empty while there is a, you know, overcrowding crisis in the hospital every single day. Now, if management are using the space on a temporary basis that can be cleared out quickly when they get funding, that's acceptable. But we need clarification from management to know that they're still seeking the funding and that ward is still available for the purposes that it should be.
A woman who claims to have been raped by two Ireland rugby players says she's grateful to one of their friends for taking her home afterwards. Ulster teammates Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding deny raping the then 19-year-old student at Jackson's Belfast home in June 2016. From Belfast, our court's correspondent Frank Graney reports.
In his opening address last week, prosecuting barrister Toby Hedworth told the jury Rory Harrison was initially treated as a witness. The 25-year-old from Mance Road in Belfast had comforted the woman and taken her home in a taxi after the alleged attack. He texted her a short time after dropping her off, telling her to keep her chin up, and again a few hours later to see if she was okay. Mr. Hedworth said closer inspection of his phone suggests his motives were not as gallant as he'd led her to believe. He was subsequently charged with perverting the course of justice and withholding information. During his barrister's brief cross-examination today, the woman said she had no complaint with Mr. Harrison and she was grateful he took her home. The court heard she also texted a friend afterwards to say she believed his actions to be genuine. Blaine McElroy from Royal Lodge Road in Belfast is facing one count of exposure. His barrister will cross-examine the woman on Monday morning. Frank Graney at Belfast Crown Court.
Concern is being expressed following the construction of a wall extending onto the road at Battery Bray on the road from Greencastle to Shrove. Donegal County Council is investigating the emergence of the wall in recent days, just weeks after another nearby wall was removed to improve safety in the area. Local councillor Martin Farm believes the wall may be linked to ongoing issues over land ownership, and he's calling on those who have ordered the building of the wall to consider the impact it's having on the area.
I know Donegal County Council doing everything in their power because obviously they have to work within the law. I don't know what happened in the past, just long before my time. I had been working extremely hard along with Donegal County Council to get permission, and I want to thank the new owners of the Castle Inn who bought the place, who we got permission off them, and they had no problem at all with us taking away that wall up above. And we got everything sorted out, felt, well, this is it. You know, this is what we've been waiting for quite some period of time, to make this road safer for everybody, for motorists, for pedestrians, so on and so forth. I know there's negotiations going on between Donegal County Council and the people who asked for this wall to go up. Now, I'm asking the person or persons who requested this wall to be rebuilt again, have they actually come down and looked at what's going on here and the impact it's having from a road safety point of view? I mean, if someone, for example, gets badly injured here or killed here, who takes responsibility for that? I would be prepared to meet them down there. I would ask them, I would appeal to them at this stage, take this wall away.
The Communications Minister insists every home in Ireland will get high-speed broadband despite concerns about the rollout. Dennis Nocton is before an Oireachtas committee to answer questions about the National Broadband Plan. Air pulled out of the running to provide the service, leaving just one bidder for the contract. Despite concerns about whether it will now get done, Minister Nocton remains optimistic.
Will people get broadband? Yes, they will. Every single home, every single farm, every single business will get access to high-speed broadband. Question is, when will they get it? At the moment, when this government was formed, about 5 out of 10 premises in Ireland had access to high-speed broadband. Today, that's 7 out of 10. By the end of the year, it'll be 8 out of 10. By 2020, it'll be a minimum of 9 out of 10. It may be higher than that.
8 minutes past 5. We'll be back with more just after this break.
Sometimes it's just bad luck, but sometimes it's negligence. From minor bumps to life-changing injury, every accident has a story. Time to call McElhenney & Associates. They'll assess the situation, advise on solutions, and lead the way if any litigation is to follow. From motor accidents and workplace accidents to slips, trips, and falls, call today on 074-917-5989 or find us online. Let's get you started on the road to recovery. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Stranorler. How can we help? In contentious business, a solicitor may not calculate fees or other charges as a percentage or proportion of any award or settlement.
Chajak Glashe Gidor is surrounded by rugged coastline, a landscape that must be seen to be believed. With Kaylee's traditional music, live music every weekend, restaurant, extensive bar food menu served every day, and 27 beautiful ensuite rooms, Chajak has all you need under one roof. If you're looking for the perfect escape, look no further than Chajak Glashe Gidor. Chajak Glashe Gidor, Tishir Fadensha, Ig Fanad Lath.
When we've devoted over 100 years to carefully perfecting every Audi, we can guarantee no one knows a used Audi like we do. We also know that we've the lowest APR rate in the market on select Audi approved plus used models. And now that the Audi used car sales event has begun, you can buy in complete confidence. Audi, Vorsprung durch Technik. Audi Finance is a trading style of Volkswagen Bank GmbH Branch Ireland, authorised by the Federal Financial Supervisory Authority in Germany and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
No one knows an Audi like Audi Sligo.
Get revved up with the Irish Independent, Sunday Independent and Volvo, and you could be in with a chance of winning a brand new Volvo V40. To win, simply collect 10 tokens in the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent from now until the 23rd of February. You can enter as often as you like, so get collecting. Start your Volvo journey only with the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent. Terms and conditions apply.
When we've devoted over 100 years to carefully perfecting every Audi, we can guarantee no one knows a used Audi like we do. We also know that we've the lowest APR rate in the market on select Audi-approved plus used models. And now that the Audi used car sales event has begun, you can buy in complete confidence. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Audi Finance is a trading style of Volkswagen Bank GmbH Branch Ireland, authorised by the Federal Financial Supervisory Authority in Germany and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules.
No one knows an Audi like Audi Sligo.
Get revved up with the Irish Independent, Sunday Independent and Volvo, and you could be in with a chance of winning a brand new Volvo V40. To win, simply collect 10 tokens in the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent from now until the 23rd of February. You can enter as often as you like, so get collecting. Start your Volvo journey only with the Irish Independent and Sunday Independent. Terms and conditions apply.
The chairman of the Disclosures Tribunal is to consider 9 questions now that the current module has come to a close. The tribunal is examining whether former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan relied on unjustified grounds to discredit Maurice McCabe at the O'Higgins inquiry. Sergeant McCabe will himself give evidence at the start of the next module. Juliet Gash reports.
Peter Charlton has laid out 11 questions, 2 of which he's already answered no to, which he'll now consider to get to the bottom of whether Noreen O'Sullivan relied on unjust grounds to discredit Maurice McCabe. They include, what are the limits of cross-examination? Was an erroneous letter outlining the Garda strategy left uncorrected by mistake, or was it deliberate? Is there any evidence of a dark truth of going after Maurice McCabe at the Commission, emanating from the apex of the Garda organisation, and in particular, Noreen O'Sullivan? And did the Department and Minister for Justice behave lawfully in leaving any question of strategy to the Garda Commissioner? Judge Charlton also asked whether there was any basis for the Tribunal to investigate this module at all, or was it based entirely on leaks and conjecture? Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's fast approaching 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say a very good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Ireland head coach Joe Smith has made changes to his side to face Italy this Saturday afternoon at the Aviva Stadium. With the details, here's Oisin Langan.
Well, Joe Schmidt has resisted the urge to start Joey Carberry and Jordan Larmour. Although Larmour is on the bench, the back line remains unchanged, but there is 4 changes in the pack, with Jack McGrath coming into the front row replacing Kian Healy. Devon Toner takes over from James Ryan in the second row, while Dan Levy and Jack Conan are in the back row. On the bench, it's Sean Cronin, Kian Healy, Andrew Porter, Quinn Roo, CJ Stander, Kieran Marmion, Joey Carberry and Jordan Larmour. With the Irish rugby squad at Carton House, I'm Oisin Langan.
Elsewhere in rugby, Ian McKinley won't be making a Six Nations bow against his home nations. The Benetton out half hasn't been included in Italy match day 23 for Saturday's game. Much like Smith, all of Conor O'Shea's changes come in the pack. Luigi Bigi is in at hooker, Nicola Quaglielli is at loose head, and Bram Steen is at open side. And as he's dropped out of the Ireland 23, Fergus McFadden has been named on the wing for Leinster's Pro 14 clash with Edinburgh tomorrow night. And Stuart McCluskey and Luke Marshall will form the Ulster Centre partnership for their game against the Southern Kings in Belfast. It'll be the province's first game since the sacking of Les Kiss. Returning to Six Nations in Scotland have recalled former captain Greg Laidlaw for their match with France at Murrayfield on Sunday. Head coach Gregor Townsend has made six changes overall to the team that were thrashed by Wales in the opening game in Cardiff. Sean Maitland, Peter Horn, Grant Gilchrist, Ryan Wilson and Simon Berrigan are the other new additions to the lineup. And Danny Kerr's replacement has replaced the injured Ben Youngs at scrum half for England's clash with Wales at Twickenham on Saturday. Jonathan Joseph comes in for Ben Teo at outside centre, and the only other change to the starting 15, which beat Italy in the opening game last weekend. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Donegal manager Declan Bonner feels there's no place better than Croke Park to learn your craft. He's taken his young side to face the All-Ireland champions Dublin in their third game of their Division 1 league campaign on Saturday night. Donegal go into the tie on the back of 2-1 point defeats to Kerry and Galway. Jamie Brennan returns to the squad, while Dublin native Nathan Mullins, he'll line out at midfield for Donegal after missing the last game due to a sending off in Kerry.
He's going to go back into the squad for the weekend, and I mean, he didn't even get a half. It was 19 minutes against against Kerry, and did it deserve a red card? Those are the decisions that are not going our way. But it, again, it's just maybe it's a lesson learned. From Nathan's point of view, yeah, he knows a lot of these Dublin boys, and he's played against them on a daily or a weekly basis in club championship and club in Dublin. You know, if when he gets the opportunity, I'm sure he'll be delighted with it.
Because if you are going to stick with Dublin, that's going to be a crucial area of the field, given the kickouts of Cluxton and how they manage them, and what Mullins and Hugh McFadden's going to have to do in the middle of the park is going to be important.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Brian Fenton, probably the best midfielder in the country. So that's going to be, listen, that's going to be a difficult area. It's going to be a difficult evening, there's no doubt about that. But listen, we're not going to go there and just decide that we're going to try and stop Dublin from playing. We've got to express ourselves, and we have a lot of good footballers within our squad that are on a learning curve, and where better to display that than in Croke Park against the Dubs.
You can hear more from Declan on our website, highlandradio.com, and there'll be full commentary from that game on Saturday night with Brenton Devaney and Oisin Kelly. Moving on to soccer, and tributes have been paid to Wes Hoolan following the news of his retirement from international football. The 35-year-old made 43 appearances for the Republic of Ireland and scored a vital goal against Sweden at Euro 2016. He's the second Irish player to end his international career since the World Cup playoff defeat to Denmark, following in the footsteps of Daryl Murphy. And Leicester manager Claude Puel says Riyad Mahrez remains unavailable for selection. The winger won't feature against Manchester City on Saturday after missing several training sessions since failing to force through a move to the Premier League leaders on transfer deadline day. He last played for Leicester on the 20th of January, but Puel says the club's determined to reintegrate him into the side. Back locally, the LYIT ladies soccer side went down to IT Carlow in today's third round of the third level's Colleges Kellys Cup. The home side Carlow were comfortable 6-0 winners, and it was a Donegal woman who inflicted the most damage on the day. Republic of Ireland international Roma McLaughlin bagged herself a hat-trick in today's game. In the Bank of Ireland FAI Schools Junior A Girls Ulster final play today, the Cairndonagh Community School lost out to Mavill Community College. It was 8-4 to Mavill. Moving on to golf, and in the European Tour this week, it's a tri-sanctioned event in Australia. It's the ISPS Handa World Perth Super 6 event, and leading the way is Brett Rumford. He's shot a 64 to sit on 8 under par. He's one ahead of James Nitties and Lee Westwood, who both shot 66s. The only Irish player in that event is Gavin Moynihan. He shot a 73 to sit on 1 over par. And there's a strong Irish interest at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Rory McIlroy, he'll hope to build on his recent second place finish at the Dubai Desert Classic when he plays Spyglass Hill alongside Phil Mickelson and Matt Kuchar. British Masters champion Paul Dunne, he'll also take on Spyglass today. Patrick Harrington, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power, they all begin at Monterey Peninsula, while Graham McDowell's first round is at Pebble Beach. McDowell and Harrington are already underway. McDowell's
Level par through two holes, where Harrington Heath 2 over through two. Leading the way in the early stages are Kevin Steelman and JJ Henry. They're both on 2 under par through 3 holes. Finally, for this evening in the Winter Olympics, the 47 Russian athletes and coaches who have appealed against their ban from the Winter Olympics won't find out if they can take part until hours before the opening ceremony tomorrow morning. The Court of Arbitration of Sport will announce a decision early tomorrow morning. Russia can't compete at the Games as a nation because of a doping scandal. 169 athletes have so far been invited to compete as neutrals, though. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock and 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning to some news now. Éanad Gaeilge is being established at the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town from this September. Under the management of Donegal ETB, the school will cater for students who wish to be educated in an Irish medium environment. It will initially be offered up to junior cert level with an ongoing review for the provision. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has welcomed the announcement and says it's important that local communities support Éanad Gaeilge to facilitate its growth.
Thank you for very welcome development. The Gael School and Donegal Town for a number of years, where children have been attending into the Gaeltacht to go for an Irish stream of secondary school. So I think the move by the Abbey Vocational School is very welcome, and it shows a very progressive school that the Abbey Vocational School is. So it'd be important now that the Éanad Gaeilge would be supported so that it can develop and grow from this point on.
Shop LK Letterkenny has reached another milestone, with sales hitting a record €1.5 million over the Christmas period. Letterkenny Chamber created the Shop LK brand in 2004 and added the vouchers in 2006. Since then, sales have increased year on year, with Christmas sales increasing this year by 16%. Their CEO is Tony Forrester.
We were delighted when we looked at our sales of Shop LK gift cards. At the end of January, we'd hit a record $1.5 million worth in just 3 months. So our financial year starts in November, and we've hit other milestones before, but this is a really amazing amount of sales for us.
And in terms of other Chamber of Commerce across the country, yours particularly stands out in terms of how successful you have been.
Yeah, I think so. We know other chambers and other towns have been developing some card schemes over the time, and I know some of our local chambers here in Donegal are doing really well on their cards. But I suppose we have been going for a very long time, since 2006, and it's just increased year on year. When we brought the gift card in November 2015, sales just started going up. Every year they just kept going up, and we celebrated our million, we celebrated 3 million, and we're on track now, looking towards 5 million since the beginning of that particular scheme.
And throughout all the years of the economic downturn, you have managed to stand strong in that as well.
Yeah, that we thought that was really interesting. Our sales actually, as everyone's sales were going down in 2009, 10, 11, our sales were still working up. And I think people just like the security of having a gift card or a voucher, I suppose, for the town.
Finally, Highland Radio continues to have the highest market share of any local radio station in the country, according to the latest joint national listenership research figures which have been released. The station has seen an increase equivalent to 1,000 extra listeners each day, with significant growth at weekends. Chief Executive Fionnuala Rabbit says the figures show that listeners have remained loyal to the station during what's been a significant overhaul of the programme schedule.
In the last few months, we've introduced an awful lot of changes, and particularly to our programme schedule. And it's fantastic to know that our listeners are enjoying the new schedule and are coming along with us with these changes and giving us a chance to see where we can take this station to.
Important news too with regards to weekends and Highland really gaining at the weekends.
Yeah, congratulations to all our staff working at the weekend. They've seen huge increases of over 3%, both on Saturday and Sunday. So it's just wonderful.
From a business point of view, Highland Radio has the highest market share of any local radio station in the country, and that's important because market share is really what drives advertising, the heart of the commercial end of the business, and that is important.
It is. It's very important for us as a commercial business. We have a lot of people working here, and we want to continue to serve the Northwest, so it's important for us to be able to get advertisers to come on board with us so that we can see what we can do for their business. It also shows the loyalty that we have with our listeners, because the market share is based on the length of time that people tune in.
Widespread showers will develop overnight and will be wintry with some snow accumulations, frost, icy stretches and a risk of thunder. Temperatures will drop to -2 to +1 degrees. A frosty start tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow will be bright and cold with wintry showers becoming more isolated and many places having long dry periods, highs of 4 to 5 degrees. The closing headlines in Garthy and Letterkenny are investigating after a man was stabbed overnight. The incident happened at approximately 11 o'clock at an apartment at Fortwell Court located on the Lower Main Street area of the town. A man in his late 50s received a stab wound to the leg when a number of men broke into his apartment. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed on the Lennonmore Road if safety measures are not implemented. The road situated on the border between Donegal and Derry carries huge volumes of traffic on a daily basis. However, it's claimed that hidden dips on the stretch have led to numerous minor crashes. And Met Éireann is warning that temperatures are set to plunge this evening, forecasting snow, frost and ice for Donegal and throughout the county. A status yellow snow ice warning has been issued beginning at 9 o'clock tonight and ending at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's the main evening news and sport on Highland Radio for now. We're back with an update for you at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Thursday evening, February the 8th. The death has occurred at St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorler, of Maura Doherty, Ballinamona Ballybuffet, formerly of Meanglass Ballybuffet. Her remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, this evening from 6:30 until rosary at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 5 o'clock until removal at 6:30, going to St Mary's Church, Shesha O'Neill, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with private cremation afterwards. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice Letterkenny or St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorler, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Ita Early at the Lake House Nursing Home, Dunfanaghy, formerly of Cashelnagor, Gortahork. Her remains are reposing at her late home in Cashelnagor. Funeral tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 10 o'clock tonight with family time from 11 p.m. and before the funeral tomorrow. Donations in lieu of flowers to Dementia Aware Donegal, care of McClafferty Funeral Directors, Gortahork, or any family member. And the death has taken place at a residence of Ella Devine, 42 Deglan Park, Clody, County Derry. Funeral tomorrow to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery immediately afterwards.